Jamie McAloon Lampman. She is, and let me say this right, Jamie, so I do your name justice. Okay. Jamie McAloon Lampman. Do I have that right?
Actually, that's pretty good. Yeah,
all right.
That's right.
She is the director of the Ingham County Animal Control and Shelter. And I tell you what, the story we're going to talk about kind of came out of left field. We just didn't expect it to happen in the mid-Michigan area, but there were three dogs who it appears were in dog-fighting situations, and this story is being investigated by local and state authorities, Jamie, and I just wanted to hear from your perspective. Tell me about the story. Tell me how you found the dogs and what you know.
Well, we first we got a call from the Wexford Elementary School. A custodian found a dog that had been tied behind the school in a wooded area close to the back side of the school. And when we got there, it was pretty obvious right off the bat the dog had recently been fought, and it was the typical bite wounds that we find in a dog fighting case where, you know, he had multiple wounds on the face, chest, underarms, recent wounds, old wounds, showing that he's been fought repeatedly. And swollen arms. I mean, he was really pretty beat up and in a lot of pain too. But a nice dog the whole while we were working with him. And then this week we got another dog in that was from another area, and probably within a mile of where this dog was located. Same thing, had been left abandoned and he was wandering the neighborhood. And one of the homeowners took the dog in and called us. And when we got there, same thing. The dog had really been torn up just recently. Same type of bite wounds that we find in typical dogfighting cases.
And go ahead.
During our research, we realized one of the officers that came in said, "Hey, you know what? I've brought in a dog from that same area as well." So we're doing more research into the areas that we picked up specifically potentially fighting dogs from those areas. And it looks like we've got at least three.
What specific area of Lansing are those?
The Pleasant Grove area. It's probably about a 2 mile radius of Pleasant Grove.
Jamie, have you ever heard of dogfighting rings in the mid-Michigan area?
Well, yeah, on Lansing, actually quite a bit. We have people sitting right now in the county jail on charges of dogfighting. We've had individuals convicted and sent to prison right here in Lansing in Ingham County. We're really aggressive with the investigation of it, and we were seeing quite a bit of it for a while, and then it kind of went underground. I think we had just taken so many of their dogs, their equipment, put a lot of them in jail that they weren't as arrogant about fighting dogs anymore. I mean, before, it was nothing to see the fighting equipment out in the backyard hanging from the trees, them talking about it boldly on the street corners and in the local convenience stores and things like that. But that kind of all went away once we started putting him in jail.
Jamie, a good friend of mine, Beth Contreras, is involved in helping take in foster dogs. What's the status of these three dogs? Have they been put in foster homes?
Well, they have to be. These dogs really have to be assessed, and it sometimes takes a while because if they're injured, they're not showing their true personality. In the case of the first dog we got, and we call him Wexford because he was found at the Wexford School. Nice dog, great dog, has not shown any indication that he'd be aggressive with other dogs. And usually you have to be really prey driven. Which when I say prey driven, they are just crazy to get to other animals. And they have a high prey drive, small scurrying things like that. This dog has not demonstrated that, but you still can't be sure. You still can't rule that out. We're working with Capillary Humane Society, and they have some staff personnel that are really well trained in assessing these dogs. So they've been over once to look at Wexford already, and they're coming again, I believe today, actually, to look at him. And if he is a dog they feel could be safely rehomed, they're going to take him for us.
All right, Jamie, we are going to stay on top of this story. I appreciate your time. If people have any information about dog fighting or about these dogs, who should they call?
We have a tip line, so they can call 517-676-8376. They can leave it anonymously, but if they want to talk to an actual dispatcher, they would call the 517-676-8370. Press 1, and they'll get a dispatcher to talk to. But we get a lot of tips anonymously, so we hope they'll call. And we have gotten a lot of response, so we think we have some good leads.
Jamie McAloon Lampman is the director of the Ingham County Animal Control and Shelter. Jamie, thanks so much.
You're welcome.